Hello. What's your name?
My name is Brenda Walcott.
Where were you born, Brenda?
Upper Parliament Street.
In?
Number 8 Ambley Street.
Yeah, but...
Liverpool, Alice, yeah.
And what year were you born?
1948.
How would you define your heritage?
As...
In other words, what was your parentage?
British.
Okay, so where does your blackness come from? What was your father? What
My
was your
father
mother?
Was Nigerian.
And your mother was?
English.
Okay. Can you tell us a bit about them at all, or, you know, what they did?
Yeah, my mum was from the North End. She was a white woman. She was from the North End. And she met my father, who was Nigerian. He was a seaman, meant to race to sea. And I was actually born in my father's house in Upper Parliament Street.
So your dad was a seaman. What did he do?
He worked as a donkey greaser, they called it, then in the engine room, yeah.
And what about your mum? Did she work?
My mum worked in a sewing machinist place.
I'm going to ask you now, did you have any... racism experiences at all that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I've had a few in school.
So give us two or three of your main ones.
One was when I was in school and I was 11, and of a morning we'd all go in and stand in a line and go in, and I remember the teacher calling me out saying to stand on a chair, which I did. And the rest of the class sat looking. And then she said, when you go home, tell your mother to wash your knees and your elbows. So, 11, you don't think very much, but I went home and I told my mum. And she wasn't very happy. She said, you go back and tell the teacher that's the colour of your skin.
You were 11 when that happened, yeah. And it happened in school. How did it make you feel?
At the time, I didn't really... 11, I didn't really feel that much. Apart from that, I did go home and tell my mum what she said. It was a bit... As I got a bit older... I realised, and then also at the time, another incident happened in school. We just moved to this new school, and the same teacher said to me, I could take the register to the office, and because it was a new school, I was made up. I come out of the hall, our school was run by nuns, and I seen one of the nuns coming down, and I said... Sister, can you tell me which office to take the register to, please? And she said to me, yes, to the fish shop. And I suppose I was, silly little girl at that time, I mean. And I came out of school and I crossed over the main road because there were lots of shops. There was a butcher's, a pawn shop and a fish shop. Found the fish shop and I went into the fish shop, and I remember two ladies being behind the counter, and she went, hello love, what do you want? And I said, oh, sister said I've got to bring this register here. So she took it off me and looked, she looked at the other lady and they just laughed, and she said, I think you need to take that back to school. So which I did. But it's funny because a lot of the girls that I keep in touch with from school, and we'd met up and we were talking about these little things, and she said, when you think about it, that was, they were being racist, they, you know, racist things.
So you think you were too young to really feel anything at the time. Go back to your first incident. Did you go back into school and tell the teacher what your mum said?
I did, yeah. And she just looked at me and said, go and sit down. That was sort of it, you know.
And after this second incident, when you took it back to school, did you find the office? What happened?
I did. And just give us in. And no, nothing was ever said. Nothing was ever said.
About later in life, have you got any one incident maybe from later in life that when you understood exactly what was going on?
I remember going to Sudden All Street. I remember going to piano singing, and the teacher, I was sort of talking to one of the other children in the line, and she hit me with the book over the ear, over the side of my head. And I remember running all the way home from school, and I was crying every fuss of the way, and my mum took me back to school. And the teacher, my mother, whatever she said, I was sent to the class, and my mother had words. And I really don't know what happened to the teacher after that, but I know I had to attend Sudden All Street with ear, nose and throat. And I remember this doctor, and he pressed this metal thing, and he put it on my head, and he whispered in my ear, and he said, "Black cat." And it was only a bit later that I realised all these things. And I told my mum, I said to my mum, "Why did he say that?" He said, whispering in my ear, "Black cat." Drink of water. So they were incidents in school which, I experienced. And then during growing up, my school, before I left school, of course, there was the racism between the community,
If you could go back in time, thinking about those three incidents you've told us about, what would you say to yourself?
I don't think, well, it couldn't happen today. Just to go back in time, I wish I knew then what I knew now, because there was a lot of racism, but...
Would you say to yourself that maybe you shouldn't have accepted it the way you did, or...?
No, I don't think it should have been accepted. I mean, if that happened today to one of my children, and I would be down to the education, and I'd be everywhere, the teacher and everything, but that's how it was handled them days.
Going back in time, what advice would you give yourself to heal or to build knowledge or, to give yourself the strength to be able to face those kinds of things? What advice would you give to yourself?
What advice I'd give to myself? Well, at that age, I was most probably a very ignorant person, and today, I think children are more outspoken, aren't they? And the more they just wouldn't allow it to happen, and I wouldn't say. I don't really know how. I think it was my upbringing and the situation that we were in them days. I mean, today, there'd have been murder in the school, wouldn't there? The mothers would have gone in screaming and shouting. And I don't think that's the way to handle racism.
So there's no real advice you can give yourself, really, because that was just the norm of the time.
It happened. And, things like that couldn't happen to me now. And I would know how to deal with it in the proper way.
Brenda, Rita, sorry, could I just ask, I'm wondering, would you be able to clarify for the purposes of this, you mentioned with the book incident, and you went to the ear nose, you had to go to the ear nose and the doctor, is that correct?
Yeah.
Would you be able to explain how you had to end up at the ear nose and throat? Was it due to...
The hiss on the ear with the piano book, music book, yeah.
So I'm going to pause it there. And then could you please just repeat that? Sorry, Rita,